Today is Monday, March 14th. Rundown, Cat Temp, Barstool employee.
Barstool's own.
Yeah, Barstool's own. Cat Temp joins us. This rundown is brought to you by TickPick. I've told you this about TickPick before. They have no service fees, so they're the best ticket agency out there. All right? So you can go to TickPick. No service fees. Our boy Lewis sold it. He said, these guys are great. If you buy something, they give you $10 off, 10 to 15% cheaper because they don't use that Live Nation scam thing. So TickPick, that's who's bringing you today's rundown. Let's start March Madness because the brackets came out yesterday. Kat, I don't know what you're going to have on this subject, but... Yeah, I didn't think so. The rest are more up your alley. Anything on March Madness? But first of all, it's not really March Madness, but the Aaron Kraft coming from the clouds to save that basketball in a D-League NBA, that should be the official start almost of March Madness every single year. I didn't even know he still played. I would have bet that he was like an accountant somewhere or maybe selling real estate, like Aaron Kraft real estate.
Insurance salesman.
Yeah, not diving from half court on a ball that I'm not quite sure what was even happening, but it's great to start March Madness. What a week, by the way. The UConn shot, that's the most incredible shot in the history of basketball.
And was Friday the craziest day of basketball you've ever seen? Because I think it was for me.
It was, yeah, pure insanity. That four overtime game, the Oklahoma thing, which was almost as incredible. And then you had the Michigan shot. You had everything.
Kansas collapsed with the point spread. You had the I can't remember who Cal was playing late night. That was a crazy game. Yeah, Utah. Oregon up 77-70 with 26 seconds left, and it went to overtime. That whole day was – let me ask you this, Dave. I actually think conference tournament week might be more fun than the first 2 days of March Madness.
If you're gambling, it's a no-brainer. There's so many games on. Your brain just starts like throbbing in pain. You're guaranteed to miss like 2 to 3 games that you want to bet because there's games going. There's no rhyme or reason. Games will go off at like 3:38. It's pure chaos the entire week. Picks for the tournament, real quick. Sleepers, anybody. And KFC, by the way, not to jump around, putting me in that villain tournament you have, and I know you're trying to get, like, I'm not a villain.
Dave, stop it. Just stop it. You're embarrassing yourself. You're a narcissistic asshole who doesn't give anybody else credit and, like, can't ever stop talking about himself, and you constantly flaunt, like, your wealth in everyone's face. Nobody likes you. You're an absolute villain.
I don't flaunt it.
Come on, man.
What's funny is
you would think this is a shtick. Like, I get it that you're going to say, I'm not a villain.
You have, like, fucking, like, Hitler in there and then me.
Just admit you are.
First,
the likes of those villains.
You're sitting up there in your little ivory tower mumbling to yourself, I can't believe I'm in the villain tournament. I can't believe it. I can't believe it. The fact that you can't really see this is just, that's why you're a villain.
I don't think it's like me versus Genghis Khan and shit like that, which you have going on.
You're putting us on, though, Dave, right? Like, you know that you're a villain.
I'm a villain.
Come on, man.
Do you think you're going to beat Trump in your first round matchup?
Well, I mean, there's the Barstool effect, so it's like a Barstool thing on Barstool. If it was on any other – that's how you should judge it. If it was on any other website, people would be like, this guy's not a villain. I thought he's like an
– I think a lot of other websites would have you as a villain as well.
No, I'd be in the entrepreneur category.
No, you'd be in villain for different reasons, but you'd also still be a villain.
Indiana, Utah, Oregon. Those are my three of your value picks. Oregon, not so much anymore.
That's the number one seed.
Yeah, but I said them like 4 months ago.
My sleeper pick is the number one seed.
They're 12-1 to win the tournament.
I think I like Cal. I think Cal is going to make some noise.
Yeah, talent.
I would say, Kat, aren't you a Michigan State fan? Did I make that up?
If I had to pick, yeah, definitely. But
I love that Michigan State's now a 2 seed, so everyone can feel like comfortable taking them. So you don't have to take all 1 seeds because they're going to go to the Final Four. And is this right now we're talking about the bracket, the selection show? Because the brackets getting leaked was the greatest thing that's ever happened in America.
I actually like kind of came a little bit. That's how happy I was about it. Because that's how mad I was about the show being 2 hours. Like
2 hours and a panel of all NBA guys. I don't want to hear Charles Barkley talk about college basketball. All those guys have no business talking about it. And then a 2 hour show on top of it. It's nuts.
When that got leaked, like it was, I said it. It was Kevin Malone from The Office. Like, it's just nice to win one. Like, that blew up in their face royally.
And it actually made it more enjoyable to watch the rest of the show, knowing that they were trying to, like, lead us on, like, oh, look at, here comes, you know, Michigan. Will they make it or will they, won't they? And we're all like, dude, we already know they made it. And they just kept on, you know, drawing it out like that. That was great to watch.
Quick side note, Rico Bosco DM'd me on the side, and he said that Gottlieb was coming after me. And then he sent a tweet of something that Gottlieb retweeted of mine. But it was like something, he was actually being nice to me. It was
Rico's lost his mind. Rico thought he leaked the brackets. He thought that he had like a special guy who gave it to him. And then he went and like tried to accuse Clay Travis of stealing it. Clay Travis steals a lot of things from us. Everyone in the world had the leaked bracket. Like that was something that no one you know. The person who leaked the bracket won't tell you he leaked the bracket because he's going to get fired. So you're not the one who leaked the bracket, Rico. Sorry.
Moving on. Richard Simmons is potentially being held hostage in his own house by his maid through black magic. And this seems to be like a theory that 60% of the general public is actually buying into. Like, you're laughing, but he's actually being held hostage by black magic. KFC, you blogged it.
It's one of my favorite stories ever. Anybody, first of all, who's like worried about Richard Simmons and saying that you shouldn't be laughing about this, you need to kill yourself. If you can't laugh about Richard Simmons being held hostage in his house by his housekeeper via witchcraft, you have no sense of humor. It reads like an Onion article. Like, it's not even – it's so ridiculous. It couldn't even be on the Onion. The whole thing is incredible. My thing is, like, what are Richard Simmons' friends – like, would you really report that you've been kidnapped if your friend just didn't, like, show up to family events and stuff anymore? Like, I should be reported as, like, being held hostage.
Yeah.
Also, I don't want to go to any of these things. Seems like a little bit of a jump to say he's under a witch's spell.
Cat?
Could you imagine how exhausting it would be to, like, be Richard Simmons in public? You're, like, always expected to be smiling and, like, trouncing around in a leotard. And like you said, I don't leave my apartment quite often because it's better here. And, like, you know, you can come to me. And he's got this giant mansion. Why would he not stay there? But I love that the options are either he's a victim of black magic or he's just, like, hanging out. One of the two things is true. What the hell? This is the best. It is the best story.
Did I cut you off,
I don't
Kat?
Know if you...
No, it's cool.
we just got to work on our, you know, flow here.
The fact that she's already getting the, like, oh, I'm sorry, did I cut you off from Portland?
You're right.
It's like crazy.
Steve interrupts us, like, has spent the last 4 years interrupting us. And he's like, oh, Kat, did I step on your toes?
But you don't want to be, like, sexist or whatever, you know?
Kat, myself, and sales guy are going to Cancun next week.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
great for us all.
Did you see the Today Show? He went on the Today Show and had to say that he wasn't being held hostage, which means he's being held hostage because you don't do that. Like, you don't have to refute those claims unless they're real. I said in my blog that I don't think I feel like a lot of Hollywood people do this. They just get old and then they just stay in their mansion for 20 years and then they die. So I don't think it's that crazy. Like, he's probably just wearing a robe all day, like smoking cigarettes. He's probably getting fat. And then one day.
Maybe he's fat. Maybe he's fat. He doesn't want to go out in public because he doesn't want anyone to see that he's fat.
Right. And then one day we'll get news that Richard Simmons has been dead for like a month and his maid's been living in the house with his corpse.
Yeah. I actually thought he was dead, first of all. Second of all, if you gave me a list and I hadn't thought about Richard Simmons in a decade, easy people to brainwash, he's right at the top because his whole livelihood is like brainwashing people, like super energetic workout, like follow. So if that's your gig, then it can be reversed on you. So
he might be like into that.
Yeah, that's what
in
I mean.
Like a sexual way.
Oh, I don't think he's, I think he's
is
asexual.
He sexual being? I don't know.
I don't think Richard Simmons is gay, straight. He's just kind of living. But I do think you can brainwash Richard Simmons fairly easily. Big weekend.
Wait. Did you see the one quote they pinpointed from when he got bullied as a child? Was the high school bully said, that he was going to poke a hole in his head till all the fat pours out. That is the sort of shit that, like, that's why Richard Simmons is the way he is, because of quotes like that.
Trump.
I mean, that's funny.
Our flow stinks. I mean, our flow stinks. Trump, Chicago, big weekend for Trump. He had the thing in your backyard, Dan. There were like pseudo riots, but not really riots. Did someone try to stab him? Have we confirmed? Like,
no,
what
he
happened?
Didn't try to stab him. No.
What was that when he got like pulled off the?
Yeah, he didn't have a knife though. But yeah, he tried to rush the stage.
I am still very much Team Trump, and I actually had this conversation. You guys are gonna say I'm curious. I don't think he's ever said anything like racist. Am I crazy? Everyone acts like I'm sick of seeing on like Facebook and Twitter, like if you support Trump, you're a crazy racist. Yet like Ben Carson and that fat guy both nominated him. So is 85% of like our country then crazy racists or something? Like,
probably. Yeah.
What has he said that's racist?
But it's
he panders to racists.
It's working for him. Like this rally, they wanted to stop him from getting to talk to whoever would be in Chicago. And instead, he's been on TV for like 3 days talking about it. And he looks like a sympathetic figure. People are actually feeling bad for him. So everything he does, he ends up turning it into a win, no matter what, if it's racist or not.
Is he going to be like president?
I don't know. I hate Hillary Clinton a lot.
I think a lot of people do.
They all suck.
She
I just wrote that blog.
Every did time I see her, I get upset.
Did you see the blog I wrote? Hillary Clinton basically was like, where was Bernie Sanders in 1993 when I was trying to like reform education? And it was a picture of PBS or whatever, and Bernie Sanders was literally standing right behind her in 1993. They're all worst. They're all the worst. We don't have one good candidate. They all suck. For Trump, I mean, he panders to racists, Dave. Like,
yeah.
But he panders. He tries to get votes. But here's the last thing I'm going to say on this.
That's like, not really. I mean, that's
everything people criticize Trump for. It's like other politicians, whatever. And then when they see it's working, you have like Rubio being like, "Well, Trump has a small dick and shit like that." Like people will do whatever they think they can do to get votes. Trump's way is just working. But if people thought they could be Trump, these other politicians, and do and say exactly what he's saying, they would.
Yeah, that's Rubio backed off. He was like, Trump has a small penis. And the next day he was like, I'm sorry that I said Trump has a small penis. Like, that's so bad.
At his own game. No. They're stooping to his level, and he's too good at it.
But hey. I will say this, Dave. He likes the chaos. So when the chaos happens, like, he can't then say, like, oh, I don't like how my rallies are going crazy and, like, this guy's rushing the stage. He's telling people to, like, hit protesters and stuff. So I mean, if you like the chaos, you have to do it. You have to like it when it's for you and against you.
No, you don't. No, you don't. He manipulated it perfectly by being like, oh, isn't this sad? Free speech. I want my free speech. And it
right.
worked.
No, he
people
manipulated
feel bad
it.
For it.
No, yeah. he yeah. manipulated it. But people with a brain realize, like, dude, you created this environment. It turned on you a little bit.
Made it work.
Commercial. Let's do a commercial. Just to be safe. Okay. All right, we had some technical difficulties. Honestly, I've told Hank, and I don't want to bury Hank because he's working hard over here, but I told him we have something that makes this run smooth 100% of the time, so I told him a couple times last week every rundown should be on that new internet connection.
Can I speak up for Hank real quick?
Yes.
He's been working his ass off. I feel like...
He's a hard worker.
There's some other guys in the office who... I mean, why can't someone else do the rundown sometimes?
Is that being gossiped about?
No, I'm not. That's me from my brain. Hank is working his ass off. He was there the other day doing. He was there till 11 o'clock the other night doing the podcast. So
you're like such a sensitive dude.
No, I'm not. I'm telling Hank.
He is.
There's dudes sitting around in the office not doing anything right now.
Like who? True. Blind Mike?
No.
Don't tattle on people that do nothing in the office.
He's trying to get him points. And I forgot this.
I'm not trying to get anyone points. I'm speaking up for Hank because he's working his ass off.
I mean, it's a simple thing. Put the rundown on the high-speed connection.
He's working his ass off. That's all I'm going to say.
La-di-da. SB Campus Recreation. I forgot. What's it say in the back, Hank?
Heart of a champion.
Heart of a champion. Shout out. I think it's the Bonnies, but it's not really the Bonnies color, so I don't know who it is. This thing has no flow. We're just going to go on to the last topic. Wait, did we talk about Duke lacrosse? Okay. What do we have on the Duke lacrosse thing, KFC?
It's a good what you said.
Did you
about
watch
how,
it?
Like, yeah, I didn't, but I've kind of caught up on all of it. Your point about how the accusation sticks is so true. Because to be honest, up until this aired, I didn't really know what the like what how that all shift like panned out. You know what I mean? I still kind of thought that it might have done it. I really didn't know that it was completely made up. And I definitely didn't know that that chick murdered her boyfriend.
Yeah.
And basically admitted that it was all made up. Like, the fact that there's even still people like me out there who were like, yeah, I think they might have done it. I'm not sure how that ended up is a testament to how much the accusation just sticks.
If it would have happened today, everyone would have believed her. They all would be in prison. There's no – like the Rolling Stone thing, people were still – even after Jackie was like, oh, I lied, they were like, I still believe her. Like yeah. That's insane. There's yeah. – they'd all – that's insane. I'm sorry. And like that's offensive that I say it's insane, but it's insane.
The perfect analogy I thought, which I'd never heard, was an activist or I don't know who he was, a teacher said what the Duke case was basically a Christmas tree. And everyone who had these agendas hung their ornaments on the tree without really even understanding what was going on. And that happens all the time with almost everything now. Everyone already has these things they're just ready to jump on, and they look for the tree. And they don't really look beyond it, and that's how you end up in this big mess. The Duke guys, by the way, in that video were really good. Like, one of them at the end, he basically said, you know, the sad thing is it sets back the actual women who have been assaulted because
right.
it creates this cloud of judgment, but it's just the whole thing was such a mess. Big Cat?
You're exactly right, though. If that happened now, it would have been 10 million times worse. I didn't catch the documentary. I got to watch it. I DVR'd it, but it... The way Twitter works now, the way everyone gets accused, the minute an accusation comes out, you're instantly guilty. It would have been an absolute shit show.
Last one, this St. Patrick's Day knockout, one of the most bizarre funny videos I've ever seen. The kid does a Stone Cold where he comes, he breaks through glass.
So this might have been a choose your own adventure blog by me. He might have been pushed through that glass.
What's gonna say?
I really wanted to believe that he went through that glass and I blogged it that way. And then someone tweeted me, was like, hey man, I think he got pushed. And I was like, shit. That really
that would make more sense.
A lot more sense. People don't run through glass windows like the fucking Kool-Aid man, Dan.
It was awesome, though. For like the 20 minutes that I believed it, it was the coolest video I've ever seen.
Well, yeah, because it's like that's the most alpha thing you can do, right. Clearly. It's like run through glass, but then he just like sort of bitch slaps the dude and gets knocked to the ground. So it doesn't really...
That's why it doesn't add up. You could stick with the story that he ran through the glass if he started knocking people out, but... It probably those two things. If you're the guy who runs through the glass to fight, you don't eat pavement
you
the
win.
Second. You, yeah, you don't get knocked out. Still a funny video. I'm gonna live with it in my brain though. Your
thank
way.
You.
I
Me
do
too.
That once I decide that's how something went down.
Yes.
It's kind of like the Duke case. Like once I'm set on it, like
everything
that's how
we just
it happened.
Said. We just went against.
Yeah. So
you still believe him.
Right. Yeah. So it's like once I hear and I'll tell you those mugshots on the Duke kids like that. There's one kid who had just the guiltiest mugshot of all time. It was just really bad timing. I mean, they picked these three kids. If you guys didn't watch the show, they had which I didn't know they did this. So they had for the girl, she couldn't pick anybody out. And they did a lineup of, you know, like criminals so she could pick. They only put the Duke lacrosse players in the lineup. Yeah. So they're like, you have to pick three people. Whoever she picked was like a winner because they were all – there was nobody who wasn't
plus,
at the party.
She's insane. She's clearly
insane.
– she's insane. And it's up to this prosecutor to not lie because he's not insane. She had no idea what's going on in her head. Clearly.
No, at one point they said they didn't talk to her from like April to December, like never to like corroborate the story. So just a wild, wild
plus,
thing.
It's the perfect storm because like the whole world is conditioned to hate white boys from Duke. So it's just like everybody automatically hates those guys.
They hate there's the hate of the white privileged lacrosse rich frat like that. If you screw up. There's people nowadays from all corners who are ready to like attack. And sometimes I'm sure they deserve it, but you got to let it settle out. We even have this thing, which I've been hearing rumors about the Yale basketball captain, which seems he got expelled from Yale for supposedly raping a girl. The facts behind it, without you saying it, where people like you hate girls, if a rational person looks at the facts, it does not look like a crime was committed, but he was booted out. So, you know, I'm afraid to say anything. But
I wrote a story about this like huge fat girl one time who said she was being like threatened that people wanted to rape her. And there was this rally on campus. This was in Wyoming. And it turned out that she had threatened to rape herself, probably just to be like, people want to have sex with me. I don't know. I mean, it's insane.
I know the exact girl you're talking
about. That's a power move.
Yeah. She was like a troll, like a squat little troll. And it's just so funny because the police were kind of like, I don't know about this. She did it herself.
I mean, the last point, the crimes of making that up should, I don't want to say be equal to the crimes, but it hurts the actual crime. Like, if you make it up.
And you ruin people's lives, and it hurts the victims that are telling the truth, and nobody will believe you because of crazy people like that.
But am I crazy, or is that, like, do you even automatically go to, I don't even know that you go to, like, jail? Like, the Wyoming girl, don't think went. It's crazy.
No, nothing happened.
All right, that's a rundown. We definitely got to work on the four. Maybe it's a three environment for the rundown. The whole goal is obviously to get everybody in person in New York. It's hard to do it four online.
Yeah.
Anything late, Kat? Me and you have drinks tomorrow?
Tomorrow night, yep.
That'll be exciting. Do you guys have... What?
Such a creep. Everything, you just come off so creepy with Kat.
No, you don't even know like the level of creep that like that's not creepy. My creepy threshold now, I have people telling me that, you know, like they want to eat my skin off on the internet. So like that's nothing.
But what like that's the internet. What about the fact that Dave has like been harassing you to work for Barstool for like the last 6 months?
It's great. It's all great. I like attention, right?
He must have been like, let me give you money and then you can like be mine. It's
that's the way the world works. Isn't that what jobs are?
Yeah.
Thank you, Kat. A lot of times now, as you'll come to see, a lot of people would say if I responded by saying something mean to either Kevin or Dan right now, like I'd be an asshole. I'd be a villain, even though they're being extremely like rude and antagonistic. But I'll just sit here and take it because I'm such a villain.
You are
such a fucking bad guy. I'm such a bad person that you guys are allowed to just be like, hey, Kat, how creepy is this guy? He wants to like eat your skin and go out. But oh, Dave, we're not being mean to you. And then if I say anything like, hey, Kevin, you're a fucking loser, and Dan, you're a fucking fat fuck, like, I'm the bad guy.
That was such a sensitive dude.
With being, like, called names and insulted or that I'm, you know, it's fine.
Me too, it's fine.
Yeah, it's all attention. Yeah, I'm crushing.
And then he just lashes out like that. That's a sensitive dude rant right there. Hey, Dave, can I have a question
lash
for you?
Out? I was using a hypothetical.
I have a question for you, Dave. I know my video is frozen right now. Are you?
It's a little smile.
That's the creepy part. Are you worried at all that you're not like the podcast empire that you declared you were after one day of podcasting? And I'm not talking about just your show. I'm talking about our entire podcast network that you said was like the greatest in the world.
No.
Maybe not as easy as we thought it would be.
Be honest, when people started throwing around other shows and how much money they make, you expected to just make like $5 to $10 million a podcast, right? You thought that was basically like in the
bank. I still think we're going to be a podcasting force.
I do too, but I think it's going to take a lot of work.
Not after
Caleb's, what's he at right now? Yeah, Caleb's coming out tomorrow. He'll be a number one. Kat will be a number one. We'll just keep rolling him out. You guys are probably rooting against it. You guys are probably like fucking going in and like it's, deleting it, ratings.
It's hard to root for you when you spent 4 years like ignoring everything Kevin did and like KFC Radio. And then one day you're like just trying to become like, you know, Lou Pearlman, the star maker. It's all for yourself. It's all egotistical. You don't actually care about Caleb being number one. You want Caleb to be number one to say Dave Portnoy made Caleb number one.
Yeah. I mean, it's a no-win situation. I try to give you guys livelihoods. I try to make you guys number one. I try to make sure I try to promote this thing the right way. I try to delay it, get as much sunshine on you guys as I can, and then I get criticized for it. And if I ignore it and pretend it doesn't exist, oh, you never paid attention to KFC Radio. It's a lose-lose. I'm the bad guy. But you know what? These shoulders are so broad. That's what they were built for. Certain people are built like, oh, Javon Curse is a freak. He can rush the passer. That's how he's born. Shaq's huge. He can dunk a basketball. Dave Portnoy has these big old broad shoulders, so he can carry this team to the finish line. So this is what I wanted. I'm glad.
You, no one's like you, babe. Hey, Dave, how did you do this weekend in gambling?
I was about even.
It was a wild, wild. That Friday, were you on the right side or wrong side of some of that stuff?
I wasn't betting really much.
That's one of those days. That Friday is like the day that we need to basically be in the New York office with just a camera on us the entire time.
We need to, the whole thing here, everything's done. This has been a rundown that we'll live to forget.
You were great, though. I'm talking to you, Dave. You were great.
Thank you.
No problem.
All right, I'm off to New York.